It can be useful when you sit down to meditate that you just take a few minutes to just follow the breath, but with a very light touch. You're not trying to control it, you're not trying to make anything of it. You're just watching it down in the lower belly. And you feel its quality of the in-breath. And you feel the quality of the out-breath. And you're letting it be exactly the way it is. And just with this very simple attention, it just gathers your awareness. It helps take the focus out of the mind. Bring it down into the breathing. And at any time during meditation, once you've sort of established some awareness with the breath at the beginning of a meditation, you will start to notice that if you start to get lost in your mind, that you'll be brought back because the quality of your breathing will change. As soon as you get too lost in thought, the quality of the breathing will change. It will generally get heavier, and all of a sudden, it'll pull you out of the trance of thought. And then you just very simply rest it back with the breath down in the belly. To rest your attention down in the breath, if it's gotten lost in the mind, is a simple act of humility. You're not judging yourself. You're just simply returning attention. And if you ever get lost in the mind, it's extraordinarily important to be very gentle when you recognize you've been lost. Just be very easy and gentle. No condemnation for being lost. Just resting the mind back in the presence of the breath. Our breathing actually goes through its own pattern of life and death, of letting go and drawing in. So each time you breathe out, you're literally physically letting go. Your body is letting go of the life-sustaining force of the air. And if you feel the quality of the out-breath, it feels like a letting go. It's a very simple thing. And yet what it's letting go of is the life essence that it draws in on the in-breath. Letting go of the life essence is absolutely necessary to drawing it back in on the in-breath. So just see what it's like if you were to just join that quality of breathing out and let that sense of relinquishing, letting go, just let it go through your whole being. As if with each out-breath you're just letting go of yourself. Letting go of your expectation. Letting go of any regret. Just feel what it feels like to just let yourself go. It's almost like you drop down and through and you can feel where the out-breath lets go into. Right at the end of the out-breath, before it draws back in, there's a moment of utter emptiness and stillness. Just a flash, right at the end of the out-breath, a momentary touch into emptiness. You're not trying to sustain it. Just let the breath have its rhythm, natural rhythm. Having the sense of letting yourself go with the out-breath. And noticing how the out-breath just disappears into nothingness. So the out-breath becomes like a quiet prayer where you're just relinquishing, letting go. Opening to that infinity of silence at the end of the breath. feeling that quality of letting go throughout your whole being, your whole body. It's as if, like in the story I told earlier, you're the man up the tree holding on to the branch by his teeth, and with each out-breath, you just let go. You join with the inevitable and you just let go. And there's a joy in letting go, an ease in letting go. The last thing you'll ever do on this earth is to breathe out. The last thing you'll ever do is to let go. To free yourself from all clinging. So you just let yourself have that feeling of the last breath. And then once again, the last breath. The last act of letting go. And you're letting go into emptiness, into the infinite. And yet, right when you let go, right when you let go of yourself, you give all of yourself to the out-breath, to the last breath. At that moment, you breathe in. And right out of that emptiness comes the life-giving inspiration. Then you start to notice the in-breath. How it pulls in the life force right out of nowhere, right out of emptiness. And right at the top of the in-breath, it just turns and lets go again. That goes into nothingness, breathes into fullness. Lets the old self die and breathes in infinity. And so it goes moment to moment to moment. Now just let your attention come up a little bit. And we're going to breathe right from the center of the chest, right through the spiritual heart. You might feel in a subtle way that when you breathe out through the heart, it has a little bit different quality, as if you're breathing out a kind of well-being. It's like your breath is carrying a gift out beyond yourself. You breathe out through the spiritual heart. Even though you are relinquishing and giving up that vital life force, that you're breathing it out into the world. That you're giving all of yourself to the world with each out-breath. And you notice on each in-breath through the heart, it's almost as if you're breathing in a type of love. The true meaning of inspiration, to breathe in the vital force and then give it all away. And then breathe in that love, and then to give it all away. Breathe in life, and give it all away. And you may notice that there is all around the breath, with the coming and going of the breath, with the life force, that all around there's a sense of presence, stillness. The breathing in and the breathing out is taking place within stillness, within an open presence. that life and death occurs within a bigger context. You allow yourself to feel that presence. And you feel what it is to be a presence. You know what it is to be a person, but do you know what it is to be a presence? And you can feel that your personhood is full of that presence. That presence extends even beyond the body. Into the room. And beyond the room. And within that presence, there's the rhythmic act of life and death, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And you, as a presence, exist in mid-flight between breathing out and breathing in, between life and death. Let your whole being get the feel of that presence, all the cells in your body, that the body get imprinted with it so that it recognizes the presence. What it feels like, your skin and bones.